DeWitt from West Mercy in Essex befriended Stephen and Carol Baxter and created fake personas to manipulate them and change their will. One was of a solicitor. Police have released a test recording he made to try to dupe them.
Hi, Carol. It's Jelly. It's Jenny.
Hi, Carol. It's Jenny. It's Cheryl's sister. Yes. Oh, so nice to finally speak to you after all these messages we've been doing.
The House of Lords has been reinstating changes to the government's plans to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. On Monday, MPs rejected 10 amendments put forward by peers to water down the proposals. Public Health Minister Andrea Leadsom says action must be taken to stop illegal boat crossings.
What is so important for the people of this country is that we stop those small boats, that we stop illegal migration. And the fact is, for those illegal migrants, it's also essential for them. They are being human trafficked at great risk of loss of life.
The hospital where the Princess of Wales had abdominal surgery says it'll take all necessary steps to deal with an alleged data breach. It was reported at least one member of staff at the London clinic tried to access Kate's medical records. Ireland's Prime Minister says the reasons for him quitting suddenly are personal and political. In a speech, Leo Varadkar said he felt he was no longer the best person for the job. A former takeaway worker has been convicted of money laundering after being found with a Bitcoin wallet worth more than £2 billion. 42-year-old Zhang Wen was living above a Chinese restaurant in Leeds, but to renting a £17,000 a month six-bed house. And the owner of Gucci's warning sales are expected to fall by 20% in the first quarter due to a slowdown in Asia. Kering saw around £6 billion wiped from its value. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Again.
A song we couldn't not play in St. Patrick's Day week, though, couldn't we? Drunken Lullabies by Flogging Molly, kicking off tonight's show. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next week. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. You may well have heard me presenting Drive earlier today. Here I am in my natural habitat between 8 and 10pm with your weekly round of curveballs. Tonight, you can listen to my chat with Canadian content creator and author Stuart Reynolds, a.k.a. Brittle Star. He's just put out a book called Welcome to the Stupid Apocalypse, and he has lots of really interesting stories of content creation as well from the last 10 years, so going to be really good to chat to him about all of that. We'll also have the gig guide. We've got a round of Chill with Nick and lots of music for you to check out as well. Now, with it being St. Patrick's Day, and it gave me an opportunity to look up some old Irish bands that I was really into that nobody remembers apart from me, quite probably. This song is called Radio Disco, and it's by Wilt, and it is the perfect song for me to play right here, right now.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hannah's into Charlie. Charlie is a speed freak. Dana likes to dabble, but he's scared of being in trouble. Jack smoking is chronic. I swear man's an alcoholic. Karen turns to pills when the bills run into double. Hannah's into Charlie. Charlie is a speed freak. Dana likes to dabble, but he's scared of being in trouble. Jack smoking is chronic. I swear man's an alcoholic. Karen turns to pills when the bills run into double. Sitting room, danger in the kitchen. If everybody's talking, does anybody listen? And the bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. Bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. The bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. Bills keep coming, so the pills keep coming. There's a bang bang on the door. She's not waiting for the man anymore. He knows her well, she'll take what she can. And he's so
two tracks in a row here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM from the Emerald Isle. First up, it was Wilt and Radio Disco. They're a band best known for featuring two members of Curb Dog. And I would definitely recommend checking out the two albums that they put out. They were really good. And the track you just heard was The Clockworks and Bills and Pills. They were really good. Another really good band from over there, and definitely, it's from an album that's definitely worth checking out. If you want to get in contact with Kerbals tonight, if you want to recommend some music, you want to recommend a gig, want to say hi, we'll give shout outs on the radio if you like. Any other reason that you want to get in touch, questions about the music, etc., you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. We're on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM. I'm also on there and all the other socials at Nickfield Media. There's also a Kerbals Facebook page that you can contact us on, which is facebook.com/Kerbal Radio. So get in touch via your preferred means and we look forward to hearing from you. The next track that I have for you is a track from a chap who joined us in the studio 2 weeks ago. His new single is out this Friday. It's available to pre-order on Spotify and available to properly get, as mentioned, this coming Friday. It's Jake Heese.
Oh, beater. She bang when I need her. Chipping in her beef her. Drink by the liter. 60 sangalita. So nice to meet you. Booty popping in the club. Save some for later. If I focused, I swear I'd be the greatest. I smoke too much like cars from the 80s. I can't help it, I'm addicted. Now she in love, she can't believe what I just did. Live for the weekend, party like a rockstar. Dive in the deep end, bring some more vodka. You can bring your girlfriend, we can play doctor. She can dress up like a nurse if she wants to. Nurse if she wants to, nurse if she wants to, nurse if she wants to, nurse if she wants to.
Available this Friday, J Keys and Mad Money. And you can, so yes, you can pre-order that and you can listen back to the interview that he did when he was here in the studio a couple of weeks ago on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, which is where you can listen back to all our recent shows. In fact, if you go back far enough, you could listen to the interview that I did with these guys. This is brand new from Popclaw.
Phoenix FM.
Tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was brand new from Pop Claw, entitled Liar. And the track you just heard, Lady Grey and the Earls and Candyman. Shout out to Justin from Lady Grey and the Earls, who sent me some. I think they're still works in progress, but there's some brand new Lady Grey and the Earls tracks that are coming out this year. They are sounding fantastic. Really looking forward to sharing those with you. Lady Grey and the Earls, of course, were nominated for one of their stage shows at the Panic Awards earlier this month. And well, some fantastic prizes went out to lots of the winners. This guy won Solo or Duo of the Year. This is Jack Browning.
Life's a death trap, heart attack. Boss has got a Cadillac, I'll take the bus. Driving clock down, not back. Won't get no hand, I won't make a fuss. I did 10 years, no fears. Ran the rears, gone and go sell a lung. Sitting out back, waiting just like a prisoner, fixing to be hung. I find myself uncaring, disappointment unending. I feel feral and unclean, but in the sky's alive and with kerosene. Scrape the coffee out the lid, I'll go and make a drink. Gotta make a plan, head spinning like a top, I gotta try to think. Girl I played with got a tattoo and now she's ended out on the street. Unholy wreck, comfort sanitized, boy she's gonna make you believe. I find myself uncaring, disappointment unending. I feel feral and unclean, but in the sky's alive and with kerosene. I don't mean to drown in pity, ain't there nobody listening. I feel feral and unclean, but in the sky's alive.
Browning here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, the winner of Best Solo Act at this year's Panic Awards. You can look up the Panic Awards online for the full list of winners. Some very worthy winners include Hotbox for Best Venue, Cardinals for Best Band. We played them on last week's show. And yes, Jack has a very busy year coming up. He's definitely worth looking up and following on all his socials for seeing what he's up to. You'll be able to listen to my interview with Brittlestar about his new book, Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse, after this from a birthday boy this week. It was his birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to Mr. Nick Cody. This is him and his buddies on their latest EP covering these tracks too, which is going to be coming out next month. This is their cover of Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen.
Brittlestar,
well,
to be next.
Blew up the chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew
his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble down on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on the skin of his teeth. Everything that dies, a baby, that's a fact. Everything that dies, someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair and pray. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job, tried to put my money away, but I got debts no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, bought us two tickets on the Coach City bus. Well, everything that dies, oh baby, that's a fact. And maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet a night in Atlantic City. Stockings, baby, 'cause now it's getting cold. Everything that dies, baby, that's a fact. And maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Now I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming at the losing end. So, honey, last night I met a guy, gonna do a little favor for him. Everything that dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Nick Cody, happy birthday for yesterday, Nick, at on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And from covering these, the I'll start the sentence again. From the EP covering these tracks to their second EP of cover versions that he's done with Taos, Corwin Zeckley and Barry Orme. That was their cover of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. The EP is out next month. On the subject of the Atlantic, we're crossing over there now. As earlier on in the week, I chatted to Canadian content creator Stuart Reynolds, a.k.a. Brittle Star. For the last 10 years, he has been a very prolific content creator and has worked with all sorts of performers and been invited to some very famous places on Earth. And I was very fortunate to get to chat to him. Thanks, Stephen, for sorting this out for us. And, well, this is what he had to say when I caught up with him to chat about the last 10 years of content creating and his new book, Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and we are teleporting ourselves over to Canada right now, where I'm joined by Stuart Reynolds, a.k.a. Brittle Star. Hello, Stephen. It's the afternoon in both our countries at the moment, so I can say with confidence, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you. And actually, it's good. You're right. It's even with the time change, we're only 4 hours different currently. So, yeah, it's afternoon here as well. I feel like it's a symbiotic relationship now.
It is, definitely. So, Stuart, where exactly in Canada are you based?
So I'm based in Stratford, Ontario, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Toronto, sort of southwest of Toronto. It's also the hometown of the Stratford Festival, which is North America's largest repertory theater. And then more famously now, the hometown of Justin Bieber. So there you go. And me.
There we go. All sorts of weird and wonderful claims to fame there.
Exactly.
Wow. So, Stuart, a.k.a. Brittle Star, where do we start? Before we do anything, I should give a shout-out to good buddy of the show, Stephen Bealey, who put us in touch with each other. Many thanks for that, Stephen. So, Stuart, we're going to chat about your book about the stupidpocalypse.
Yeah.
Which you've just recently been here in the UK promoting. But first of all, give us a bit of background to yourself, because
Sure. There's
not a lot of stuff that you don't do.
It's true. I'll do anything for a buck, pretty much, or a pound even. I'll do it for a pound. For the past 10 years, I've been a social media content creator. I think occasionally referred to as an influencer, but I'm not sure I could influence people to do anything. And I'm not good looking enough to be an influencer. But a content creator, for sure. I do comedy videos and commentary on most, if not all, social media platforms. And it's been amazing. I've had lots of amazing experiences thanks to that. I was invited to the White House by the Obamas. I was just recently invited to the Prime Minister's office, Prime Minister Trudeau's office here in Canada. And then coming up soon, I'll be at Canada House in London, actually, which is the Canadian embassy. It's been weird for a guy who just makes videos, started making videos with just his phone in his house. Now I get to go lots of interesting places and talk to interesting people like yourself.
Interesting. Thank you very much. And so when did you first start doing content creation, and sort of like, were you specializing in something in particular back then?
So, I mean, it was back in 2013 is when I started on a Vine app called Vine. And were 6.4 second looping videos. And mentioned the 0.4 seconds is really important, because that's like 20% of your content, basically.
Yes.
6 seconds. So, I started back then, and I kind of got into it because I was feeling really down and kind of lost for purpose. We had a business for about 10 years prior to that. That had been hacked, and we ended up, it sort of collapsed spectacularly. And I was a bit at a loose end, and I needed something to cheer myself up. And my youngest son, Gregor, said to me, you should check out this new app called Vine. It's like a video version of Twitter, and it might be fun. And so I messed around with it and got a few people to follow, and it was exciting and fun. And I was like, I think there's something here. I have no idea what's here, but I think there's something here. So I made a video called Put Your Finger on the Screen, which took off unbelievably, like the definition of viral. Within 24 hours, had millions of views. I'd gone up 100,000 followers. It suddenly became real. And we didn't know what that meant, but there was panic. Myself and my wife are both entrepreneurs as such, and self-employed anyway. And we thought, well, there's something here. We don't know what it is, but there's something here. So we just kept making more videos, and eventually it turned into a living, which is, we're very fortunate to be able to say that.
Excellent. And so, unfortunately, Vine is long gone. But
I know.
What are your most what social media are you? What social media are you probably like most proficient on at the moment?
I mean, it's such a weird landscape. I mean, as you said, Vine's no longer with us, and Vine ended in 2018. And when it ended, I had 1.2 million followers on the app, and they just kind of disappeared. But I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, and they're all fairly, they all sort of, the engagement that I get on most of them is similar. I think I do really well on Twitter/X, just because the stuff I'm covering is very news based and current events based, and that still seems to be the platform that people go to for news and current event stuff. But I mean, I think I've always kind of professed and preached to the fact that you should be platform agnostic. You know, don't put all your eggs in one Vine app, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, very, very well said. So, yeah, I mean, what advice would you give to kind of like someone just starting out with trying to be like a content creator?
I think, you know, one of the things that always stands out to me is you it's a way more work than you think it's going to be.
Very true.
You have to, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that happens. It is very fun. I think that's one of the misleading things about any job or career in the arts, and I'm air quoting arts, just to keep it as wide as possible definition. And I think any career in media, the arts, seems really fun and might seem like, oh, well, that's just a fun job. So how hard can it be? Well, it turns out it's quite hard, and you have to work, you know, long hours and keep pushing and not get down and all that kind of stuff. So my advice for people starting or wanting to do something similar would be to try to be as authentic as you can, in the sense that do something. If you're going to do something on a video, make sure you can keep doing it for years. So don't try to keep upping yourself constantly and getting more and more ridiculous and bizarre, like prank videos or that kind of thing, which prank videos, they're not my thing, but I understand there's a place for them. I understand they're really funny and all that kind of stuff. But you just have to, it has to be sustainable. And I think that's the key, and that's what people seem to forget. But also it's the medium itself is, you know, people are mostly consuming your content on handheld devices. So they're literally holding you in their hands while they're, you know, in vulnerable, intimate places. And you need to be aware of the fact that needs to be an authentic connection in a strange way.
Yeah, I think it does seem so strange, you know, to be kind of like back when, you know, Vine started. I think we don't, you know, it's like it's when you think how far like mobile phone technology has come since then, it's really something.
It really is. And I think that's one of the interesting things that we know I was very fortunate for is that I wouldn't be able to. I've been doing this for 10 and a half years now full time. And I would not have been able to do it without the advancement of technology, without 4G coming into cellular service. You know, people wouldn't have been able to watch videos as easily on their phones. They wouldn't have been able, while they're standing in line at the grocery store, they wouldn't have been able to make videos and post them right away. It would have been too difficult, no matter where they were. And it's one of those things that gets overlooked is that technology plays a massive role in, you know, the kind of media and entertainment that we consume. And I was very fortunate for sure.
Indeed. And now you have, as well as all the other hats that you wear as a content creator, now you can also add author to your list. So tell us about your book, Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse.
That's good. I'm so, first of all, I want to commend you on pronouncing the name correctly. I think that should be noted because often it gets mangled when people try to say it. They overthink it. And I think that you've done a great job of not overthinking, which sounds like a backhanded compliment, but take it as a compliment.
Thank you very much. I practiced.
So yes, it's called Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse, Survival Tips for the Dumbageddon. And it's a book of essays that covers everything from technology to social media to family to relationships to marriage to parenting. And it's kind of like I've kind of made my bread and butter online has been creating commentary, direct to camera sort of monologue videos where I'm you know, describing or talking about being a parent or something that's happening politically or in the news or whatever. And I felt, you know, that a book of essays that was sort of similar to that style where there it's a fairly quick read. It's sort of a pick up and put down book, which is I think good for my attention span and the destroyed attention spans of the rest of the world too. And that you can kind of pick it up, put it down and enjoy an essay at a time. I like to think that the essays are about the length of one sandwich, one good sandwich. That's all it takes. So it's perfect for a lunchtime read. But I was also fortunate enough to get some interesting people to help me out on the book. The foreword is written by Ryan Reynolds, and the afterword is written by Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And the middle word, which apparently wasn't a thing until I did this, it was written by Mary Trump, former President Trump's niece, and she's my favorite of the Trump family. I think I can feel confident in saying that.
I think a lot of us feel the same. We generally don't try to veer into politics on here on Curveballs, but you know,
sure.
we'll have the leeway for
just a family preference. It's nothing to do with politics. Just a family preference. That's all. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So I suppose the thing they could say is how did you get involved? How did you manage to convince Ryan Reynolds, Colin Mochrie? He was a hero of my childhood.
He's amazing.
I've dabbling in stand-up comedy, and I got into it through watching Whose Line Is It Anyway in the 90s.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, him and Ryan Stiles were, still are, phenomenal. I was lucky enough, I met up with Colin in Vancouver in November and had lunch with him. That was the first time we'd met in person, and man, that guy is just—he's just straight up funny, and he's just so likable. He's just the kind of guy you look at and you start to smile. I was very fortunate to connect with the people I did because—and that was all thanks to social media, of course. It was all, you know, those three people, Ryan, Colin, and Mary, both interacted with my content, followed me, and I was able to message them, and it was lovely, and it was nice, and. And so when it came time to do the book, I just basically put up the ask. I think that's one of the things, you know, there's an interviewer called Nardwar, who's Canadian from BC, and he's quite well-known music interviewer. And he's got a very unique style, but his whole shtick, which is very accurate, has been just ask. Like, there's nothing, it does not hurt to ask. The worst you'll get told is no. So just, you know, put it out there. Why not? Who cares? And I ascribe to that, and you know, this notion of wanting to ask. So I just asked Ryan, I asked Colin, and I asked Mary, and they all said yes, which was great, which is really fun. And they also, you know, in the spirit of the book, it's a largely comedic book. They also kind of bought into the tone that I was looking for with each of their forewords, middlewords, and afterwards. So that was great.
Yeah, excellent. And that is a really good lesson. You know, just asking. And I think, and you know, I think more, and it's probably good advice for people kind of like in doing like social media and stuff. There is a lot to be said. There's a lot to be said for just asking.
Very, yeah, absolutely.
Very good advice there.
I think it's too easy to get caught up in pleasantries and this fabricated etiquette, and you want to be nice. You want to be kind. Don't be a jerk. But at the same time, there's absolutely nothing wrong with asking for something. And if, you know, if the person you ask for something is terrible to you, well, then you found out that they're terrible as well. So that's okay.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And well, given that you're now mates with the Obamas, maybe you'll have to get them on the follow-up.
I'll work on it.
Excellent stuff. Yes, as you were mentioning, you've having met them as well. So have you actually been to the White House?
Yeah. So I do have to clarify. I never got a chance to actually shake hands with former President Obama, but I was at the White House. It was very surreal. It was very weird. It was an amazing time. I really enjoyed my visit there because I think that's, you know, I think especially people in the UK and people in Canada can easily appreciate the fact that the White House is just a famous building. Like it's a super famous building that's in tons of movies and TV shows, and you see it on the news all the time. And Washington DC is an amazing city in general. But I remember one memory of that stands out of being at the White House was there was a ceremony on the lawn of the White House, and we're standing outside, and there was a bunch of people reaching into their pockets for phones, and I kept panicking because I could see on the roof of the White House about 6 or 7 snipers. And I was like, guys, this is the wrong country to just be randomly reaching into your pocket. Like, this is not the place to do that. It was fantastic though. I really enjoyed it. It was amazing.
Excellent. Good stuff. So where can people get their hands on the book?
So they can, go to your favorite bookstore and you can order it. If you are impatient, you can order it on amazon.co.uk. If you're super, super impatient, you can order it from amazon.com, and it'll probably come faster, to be honest, which is a problem with the distributor, but I won't get into that. Amazon's probably the fastest place to get it, amazon.com, and they'll ship it in a boat probably, and it'll be faster than waiting for it at amazon.co.uk.
Right. If anyone from amazon.co.uk heard that, consider yourself told.
Exactly. Listen to this schmuck from Canada who makes social media videos. Be threatened.
And well, what are you up to next, Stuart?
I mean, it's there's more writing stuff happening, which I'm really fortunate to be able to get into, I think, especially because I got into social media so late in life as such. I mean, I didn't start making social media videos full-time until I was 43. So, I mean, it's nice to be able to get into writing, as I think to myself, you know, do people really want to watch me age on camera? I don't know. Maybe. But I think they'd be fine reading. Then they can just imagine me at my youthful 43-year-old self forever. Yes, I mean, there's lots of writing stuff. There's more video stuff happening, obviously, and there's lots of podcasts. We have a podcast here called Podcast is Broken. This should be an interesting fact as well, is that myself and my wife, Shannon, recently started a podcast because we're fans for Coronation Street. And I know that people in England, they kind of grimace at that. They kind of like, there's a little bit of cringe factor for some people in the UK about that. But we do a weekly podcast that is for Canadian Coronation Street fans because we are behind by about 30 days compared to the UK. So we don't want spoilers. We don't want to get into all that stuff. And of course, you know, Coronation Street's been running in Canada since 1962, so a year after Coronation Street started in the UK, it's been running in Canada, and it's still one of the highest rated shows here. So there you go.
Wow, that is quite something. But yeah, you know, there are numerous generations of people who don't know life without Coronation Street.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't, for sure. I don't want to. I don't want to either.
No, you wouldn't want to. So yes. I mean, I'm gonna be writing to their casting director very shortly, asking about getting an acting role. So who knows? Maybe you'll be me there at some point.
Well, fantastic. I think you'd be amazing bad guy. I think you'd be great on there. Come in there, maybe kill a few characters. You know what I mean? Maybe this is Rita's time to go. I'm not saying that that's what should happen, but maybe it is. Maybe you're the guy to do the job. That's what
And in the manifesting it now.
Yeah, and in the background, Shannon and I could be in the Rovers just having a pint, watching it, trying to start earwig and just kind of listening, you know, eavesdropping and be like, what? Did you hear that guy? I don't trust that guy. I don't trust that guy at all. I think he's after Rita. That's what it'll be. It'll be great. It's a good episode. I've basically given them a whole story arc.
Yes. I've a good mind to send the casting director this exact conversation. And yes.
And never work again.
Hey, if that's what happens, then I did it in style.
Exactly. And so we go back to the just ask. That's all you can do.
Indeed. Indeed it is. So, well, where can people go to find out more about you and Brittlestar?
So pick your favorite social media platform and look for @Brittlestar. You'll see my adorable cherubic face with my black rimmed glasses, and then you'll know it's me. And yeah, so @Brittlestar, BRITTLESTAR. And yeah, that's it. It's as simple as that. I'm ubiquitous. I'm like French fries or chips. You know what I mean? So
it's a good way to be. So we always finish off by getting our guest to choose a song. So what song would you like us to play on the radio next, Stuart?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really good question. I would like you to play... oh my gosh, I can choose
it's
anything.
Okay. We'll edit out the long pause.
Okay, good. That's good. Am I restricted to format here? I need to know.
I mean, any genre is welcome. We just need something that isn't too sweary.
Too sweary. I'm going to do my favorite all-time songs. And it's going to be New Order's Blue Monday.
Excellent choice, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be able to sort that, no problem. Well, I think this can be summed up perfectly by the illuminating light behind you while we've been doing this interview, which I know people on the radio can't see, but do take us through it, Stuart.
It's a beautiful green neon sign that spells out the words "really great." And it's a really great sign. There you go.
And it has capped off a really great interview, really greatly.
I agree. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, matey. Remind us when you're going to be next going to be here in the UK.
Going to be at Canada House in London, which is the Canadian Embassy right downtown. And that's March 25th in the morning, just before lunch, around 11 o'clock. I think I'm there. So.
Righto. And well. We'll see if we can randomly spot you walking around after that as well. Seriously,
exactly.
Though,
check the pubs.
Indeed. Have a fantastic time, matey. Thank you so much for chatting to us tonight. And yes, the Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse book is out now as well. And, well, good luck with your next few projects. We will see you online very soon, no doubt.
Thanks so much, Nick. I appreciate it.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.